And the next question that follows is also so important. Question 5, which is on your sheets, on the back of your sheets, asks, are there more gods than one? You might say, well, that's a very obvious question. Of course there's only one. But the thing is that in the Bible, we know that every nation in the world, apart from the nation of Israel, they worshipped a great number of different gods. There were gods of the Egyptians, lots of them. There were the gods of the Ammonites and the Canaanites. There were the gods of all sorts of nations. Most people worshipped a god of the sun, a god of the moon, a god of the stars, a god of the River Nile perhaps, a god or goddess of fertility that gave crops and gave children. And there were all these different gods in people's thinking and in people's worship. But when the Lord called his people Israel out of Egypt, he made it very, very clear to them that there was and is and will only ever be one God that they are to serve and worship. It says in chapter 6 of Deuteronomy and verse 4, for example, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. There is one God. Now, if we think about, for example, the days of our week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, does anybody know what most of those days of the week are named after? Do you know, Timmy, what are the days of the week named after? That's right. That's right. Any of the other days of the week? Norse gods, that's right. Saturday is named after Saturn, of course. But other days of the week, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they are named after gods, false gods, from Scandinavia and other parts of Europe. So you see, lots and lots of countries worshipped many gods. And God was always saying to the people of Israel, you will not follow these gods. You will not bow down and worship them. You will only worship me. Now, what were these gods of the other nations like? Were they nice characters, Rebecca? They didn't do anything, did they? They didn't do anything. They had eyes, but could they see? They had ears, but could they hear? Could they make a sound with their mouths, Daniel? No, they could not. Had to be carried from place to place, didn't they? Do you remember the god Dagon in the temple of the Philistines, who fell down, didn't he, from his place, had to be picked up and put back on his place? You see, the gods of these nations could do nothing. They were no gods. And yet in the stories and in the myths of the people of those countries, these gods were wicked characters. They were selfish characters. They were sometimes violent characters. They weren't good moral characters at all. Now, God says to his people, you shall have only one God. You will worship me alone. Because these other gods can do nothing, as we've heard. But our God, what did he do? He made the world. He made the heavens and the earth. That's right. So here's the question today and the answer as well. Are there more gods than one? There is but one only, the living and true God. Maybe we'll say that together, shall we? Are there more gods than one? There is but one only, the living and true God.